Support also comes from the American Quilters Society, presenting AQS Quilt Week through Saturday at the Paducah Convention Center. The week features international and world debut exhibits, quilting education, shopping, and the 29th annual International AQS Contest in Paducah. Information is available at aqsshows.com/tickets. And it just so happens that we have Kate Lochte in the studio with us right now, and we have Tony Langlitz, or Tim Langlitz, who is the marketing director for the AQS, who's joining us on the line from Paducah now.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning. You can call me Tony. Just don't call me late for lunch.
So Tim, how did you get involved with the American Quilter Society?
Well, I've been familiar with the American Quilter Society for quite some time now, as really the leading organization in quilting, both in terms of, you know, books, magazines, as well as our internationally known shows. When an opportunity a few years ago had come up to come on board to handle the marketing and promotion, I jumped at the opportunity, and I haven't looked back since.
You're on site on opening day of this grand event in Paducah, and there are so many stories to tell about the show. Let's start with the best of show and the idea of the partnership involved.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, at the show down at the Paducah Expo Center, as you said, we're here Wednesday through Saturday. We announced the winners for the show the day before. So yesterday evening at the awards assembly, the announcement for the Best of Show, the Janome Best of Show Award, went to a single quilt done by two different ladies, Renee Hededine and Karen K. Buckley. They're both well-known and accomplished quilters in their own right. They had met each other at the AQS Quilt Week show in Des Moines this past year and decided that they wanted to collaborate on a project. So one lives in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The other lives in Sandy, Utah. So a fair amount of space between the two. And through, you know, emails and phone conversations, they essentially put together what's a spectacular piece of work. The title of the piece is Fiesta Mexico. It has taken home the Janome Best of Show prize and its $20,000 award gift that comes with it. And both of the ladies are actually here at the show, so it would be a wonderful opportunity for people to come down and not only see a real historic item, but also to meet and talk with the people that are behind it.
Can you describe Fiesta Mexico for us a little?
I can. It is the primary color in it is a red. It's a very bright piece. So if you think of, you know, sort of the fiesta wear that you may see at, you know, more Hispanic restaurants, the, you know, the brighter colors, a lot of the inspiration that Diana had for the different blocks and patterns in it are things that she had collected in different Mexican artwork or vases or things like that. Mm-hmm. So there are some nice stylized lizards and some different flower type things. You definitely, when seeing it, can get the sense that it's definitely Southwest and Southern inspired. It's a large quilt. It's about the size of a queen size bed.
Wow.
And it's just absolutely amazing. One of the things that's really neat about it is the way they're hung. People can walk up behind it before they get around to the front. Many people stop just to look at the back because that's impressive in and of itself. And then they get around to see the front and they're wowed even more.
Now, we've chatted before about how guys, like, I bet, Todd, have you been to the Quilt Museum?
I have indeed.
Okay.
Quite fascinating.
Okay, good. Well, good. You get a gold star.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Come on down. I'll get you in the show, too.
There's a maybe it's a stereotype. Maybe it's not the case about guys being reluctant to go to quilt shows. But there are plenty of reasons to go to quilt shows for everyone.
There are. In AQS Quilt Week, we actually do what we can to really bring some of that. The stigma is the wrong word, but stereotype, I think, is what you'd said, to try to lay that out a little bit. The first piece is when you think about a quilt show, the thing most people think of are what they have on their bed, so a blanket. And you may ask, especially as an unenlightened man, such as I was 3 years ago, why would I want to come look at a whole bunch of blankets hanging on the wall? Well, to be perfectly honest, because that's not what you're seeing. When you come down to AQS Quilt Week or any of the AQS shows, you're really seeing a fiber art exhibit. So there are over 570 pieces of art. from, say, 50 feet away, you would not know that the thing was made out of fabric. You wouldn't know that it's stitching. It, many of them look very much like paintings, and even as you get up close, they still look that nice. So it's really an art form in the same way that you see painting on canvas or something to that effect. And so what I've seen and experienced is a lot of men who come in maybe grudgingly being dragged here by their wives is once they get in and actually see what is there, you know, they you see their eyes light up, you see them get excited. And especially at the show this year, we have two men from Cairo, Egypt, Tarek and Hassam are their names. And they are at the Stitch Like an Egyptian exhibit, where they're actually making the artwork that we have on display and for sale here. There are over 100 pieces of handmade work, all wall hangings, that are made exclusively by men in Egypt. And what I found, too, is that women love to watch to see how their technique is, and men like watching because it's the closest thing to a sporting event as you're going to find this time of year. And if anyone is interested in things like, you know, power tools or saws, you're not going to find a reciprocating saw or anything like that here. But there's an amazing amount of machinery and engineering that go into some of the modern quilting machines. So whether it's a long arm machine, which could be an $8,000 to $25,000 or $30,000 piece of machinery that fills a room, down to a smaller machine that does a lot of the computerized and embroidery work. Many people really enjoy seeing how these machines and the technology has really advanced over the past, you know, two decades or so.
The other thing that we had talked about being unusual about this particular show is the Beneath the Southern Sky exhibit, and Bonnie Browning has told us something about it. We're showing that exhibit includes 30 works from four continents.
That is right. The Beneath the Southern Sky exhibit is actually on display as a part of the show. It's in the Pavilion Building. So all 30 of those works were really the brainchild of one person. The person is Brenda Gale Smith. She's actually from Australia and one of the teachers in the faculty at the AQS School of Quilt Making here this week. And she had essentially issued a challenge to quilters saying, we'd like a quilt in these particular size dimensions that are your interpretation of the theme, Beneath the Southern Sky. And so what resulted were a number of entries. And what's really neat is to see how differently people in different parts of the world, and even in same areas of the world, will interpret that same theme in really different and striking ways. You know, there are some that have some sort of dark, almost black and white military type images, and then others where there are kids swinging around on a clothesline. And, you know, that exhibit is really a great thing to come and see, just to admire how the technique can be different, the subject matter can be different, but it was really just that few-word phrase that inspired all of it.
Describe the venues.
Sure. There are several different venues and locations. The bulk of things are happening at the Paducah Expo Center and the Convention Center. There are a large number of vendors and quilts also in the pavilion just on the other side of the flood wall down here. There also are vendors and events in the Finkel Building on Kentucky Avenue, right across or catty corner from the Carson Center in downtown Paducah. Plus, there are a few sanctioned events, so other events that are going on within the town of Paducah that we really want to promote people that are coming to our show to see. So those would be at the Yeiser Art Center, at the National Quilt Museum, as well as the Rotary Club and Quilt in a Day. So when people head to down to Paducah, there's obviously, you know, food. There are all of the events, things to see, and, you know, over 30,000 people are coming to the town. And the entire city and area has really opened up to the quilters and are really making an incredible impression on people that are coming from outside. I've talked to people that have been from, you know, as far away as Australia or Canada or New York, and they're already, just on this first couple hours of the show, are already impressed with how nice and pleasant and welcoming everyone in this area is. So that's really a testament to all of the people that live here. So wanted to say, keep up the good work. Your work's being noticed.
How's the parking and the traffic situation?
Well, as you can imagine, it's a little crowded. I am still seeing people are parking in some of the parking areas that are real close by. There also is a fairly detailed shuttle system that's running between all of the hotels as well as the Oaks Mall and a few other locations. So people seem to be getting around fairly easily so far. Since the rain has stopped, that's made people a little happier, too.
Let me ask you this, Tim. How much time should you budget for a really good, comprehensive experience with the show?
You know, that is a wonderful question, because there's so much here to see. If you really want to appreciate and enjoy what's down here, you should try to come down for 2 days at least. You could technically see everything if you just sort of run through all the aisles in a day, but you're not going to get the full experience. You won't get to look and enjoy and, frankly, get any of the good deals that are available to vendors because you won't have time to really look. So I'd suggest trying at least 2 days. If you can come down today and stay through Saturday, you're definitely going to get the most complete experience. You know, admission is still open. People can purchase tickets at the door, whether it's for a single day or for the entire event.
What are the prices on single versus prior or total event?
A single-day admission will cost $14. Now, people that are members of AQS will get a discount because members get a discount. And the full day, the multi-day admission is $35. And then, again, there's a member discount as well. So your best bet is if you think you're going to be here for 2 days, really to go ahead and get that multi-day pass. That way you're sure that you're not going to have to wait in if you come early, the long lines at admission, you can just walk right on through the door and start your experience as soon as the doors open at 9 o'clock.
Well, that leads me to ask, is there a time when lines are less long that people could kind of spread out going and get in quickly?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. We tend to see, while they're for about an hour before the doors open, so starting about 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, people will start to congregate outside and wait. So even though the line right as the doors open is long, it tends to clear out very quickly. So no one should end up having to wait for more than, probably 5 minutes, unless they come before the doors actually open. We're expecting and ready to have over 30,000 people walk through the doors, so we've got things prepared and planned, so we're ready to take them and not have them wait in line outside, but have them waiting and watching the great experience inside AQS Quilt Week.
Well, Tim, I'm jealous that you're there and I'm not, and I thank you so much for making yourself available to us. Happy Quilt Week.
Right, thank you. And get yourself an hour or two, come down, and I'll get you a sneak preview.
Wonderful.
And I just want to invite all your listeners to support the city of Paducah and also to try to make some time to come down to AQS Quilt Week. It's Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Saturday, it closes at 5 because the vendors got to get on down the road.